From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is pushing BP officials to move faster on compensating victims of the oil spill in the Gulf.
We've assigned federal folks to look over BP's shoulder and to work with state and local officials to make sure that claims are being processed quickly and fairly.
Mr. Obama also warned BP not to nickel and dime residents filing claims, noting that the company plans to pay out billions of dollars in dividends to shareholders. The president was speaking during his third trip to Louisiana since the Gulf oil disaster began. Secretary of State Robert Gates is urging U.S. partners to collaborate on holding North Korea accountable for what he calls its pattern of reckless aggression. NPR's Rachel Martin says Gates told a conference in Singapore that the North must answer for sinking a South Korean warship 2 months ago.
Secretary Gates used his speech to condemn North Korea publicly for sinking a South Korean ship in March, killing 46 sailors. He promised unflagging support for South Korea and said the two countries are planning joint military exercises in response to the North Korean aggression. But he wouldn't reveal details about those exercises or when they might happen. When asked why U.S. deterrence efforts in the region hadn't prevented the sinking of the South Korean ship, Gates said it was a surprise attack, which is difficult to combat. Yesterday, South Korea officially asked the United Nations to respond to the North Korean aggression. Gates said doing nothing is not an option, and if North Korea is not held accountable, it could set a very bad precedent. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Singapore.
Basketball Hall of Famer John Wooden is being remembered by sports fans and players. He died Friday at the age of 99. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, Wooden was a legend whose record speaks for itself.
It's tempting to list all the victories and awards amassed by John Wooden and stop there. The 10 UCLA championships, the 1932 NCAA title as a player for Purdue, the Basketball Hall of Fame. He was the first man enshrined as both player and coach. But for Wooden, the journey to all that success was the thing. The job title he liked best was teacher. From 1948 to 1975, he taught his UCLA players about basketball and life, from the big lessons about succeeding as a team, Wooden's rule was never score a basket without acknowledging a teammate, to the little tips about preparation, smooth out the wrinkles in your socks, he said, to avoid blisters. After retiring in 1975, John Wooden continued to share his philosophies through books and personal appearances. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Israeli warships are shadowing another flotilla of relief vessels preparing to try to break a blockade around Gaza. The move comes amid ongoing fallout over Monday's deadly attack on another flotilla sponsored by Turkey. This is NPR News. 431,000 new jobs were added in the U.S. last month. That brought the unemployment rate down to 9.7%. But the Labor Department says 1% of the new jobs were temporary hires for the 2010 census, suggesting that private employers are still reluctant to hire. Government data shows almost half of the nation's unemployed have been out of work for over 6 months. Jury selection should wrap up early next week in the corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildebohr says the federal judge in the case is refusing to delay opening statements.
Jury selection in the case should be done on Monday, and Judge James Zagel said opening statements would likely start Tuesday. That's when one of Blagojevich's lawyers asked Zagel if they could take half the day off on Tuesday because his client's daughter graduates from grammar school Tuesday afternoon. Judge Zagel said he didn't want to do that because jurors are already giving up 4 months of their lives to hear this case, and he doesn't want to indicate that, quote, we're taking a half day here and a half day there. Blagojevich went and sat on the front bench of the courtroom to comfort his wife, Patty, as she wiped tears away with a tissue. A defense attorney also walked over to comfort her and assured her it would work out somehow. The judge did leave open the possibility of adjourning a little bit early Tuesday, depending on how long things take. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildebohr in Chicago.
Retired Air Force General James Clapper is being tapped to become the nation's next intelligence chief. Clapper will replace Admiral Dennis Blair, who was forced to resign last month. Sources tell NPR that President Obama will make an announcement on Saturday. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.